Blog Talk Good Radio. Morning.
Good morning. We are live this morning with Melanie Daniels. This episode is called Coffee with Spirit, Questions and Answers. Anything you have is up for topic. I'm going to take the first caller and see what questions they may have. Hello, area code 980.
Hello, how are you?
I am good. Can I have your first name, please?
My first name is Brittany.
Brittany, do you have any questions
Yes.
about spirit this morning?
I just wanted to do a little mini reading on my love life. Is that okay? Or
get a little, what did you say? I'm sorry.
On my love life, like what can you see this year?
On your love life?
Yes.
Actually, this first show isn't really going to be about readings. It's just your questions about spirit. I will post in advance when I will have a show that will be live readings. Do you have any questions at all regarding spirit at this time?
Oh, no, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. This first show that we're having today is just going to be question and answers about spirit, about mediumship, how it works, kind of a little bit about psychic readings, how they work. If you have anything that you want to call in about as far as questions or discussion topics, the number to call in is 516-418-5416. Today we're going to start off with just a little bit about how spirit does work. I have been a medium my entire life. Everyone, I believe, is born with gifts. I believe that we all have the capacity and the ability to connect with spirit. We have a caller.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi there.
Hi.
Can I have your first name?
I thought I would just call. Yeah, it's Diana.
Oh, hi, Diana.
Hi there. Hi there. I'm having issues.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, no. It was just logging in. I was trying to listen and I was thinking that I was able to listen to it. We have to call in and able to hear the podcast. Do I understand that correctly?
I think so. Let me go ahead and I'm going to take you off live. And then you message me and let me know if you can still hear without being on here, okay?
Okay, should I hang? I'm not going to.
Okay. Diana, if you can still hear me, go ahead and message me just so I know that you can still hear. I was saying, I do believe that everyone is born with these gifts. It's just dependent on how open you are to the unknown. A lot of people have been taught a fear-based system. We fear everything. We fear our own shadow. I have been hearing spirit since I was a young child, and I just thought that I had a very vivid imagination. Growing up, I thought that every house I ever lived in was haunted. And it wasn't necessarily the house. It was spirit trying to communicate with me. Fast forward to 3 years ago, I began meditation. I found a group on Facebook of some wonderful women who made me feel very safe. I knew right away that I could trust them. And they helped me open up and trust the information that I was getting so that I could communicate with spirit. One example that people might not realize is that you can be going throughout your day and say you go and you're doing the dishes or you're folding clothes or you're just doing any daily activity. And you kind of zone out in your mind. That's what I call it, zoning out. And you have these random thoughts playing over in your mind. It could be memories. It could be when your thoughts go toward a person you love that's in spirit. And you start to think about conversations that you've had with them. You start to think about the memories that you've had with them. That is actually spirit around you, trying to let you know that they are there, they love you, and they are trying to communicate with you, whether it be that they are fine, they've crossed over, they're okay, or that they are around you, supporting you, loving you. We are always surrounded by spirit. I myself have, even though I'm a medium, it's kind of hard for me to connect with my own loved ones in spirit just because I already know everything. I know they're around me. I know they love me. So anything that I get sometimes, I'll kind of doubt just whenever it's about my own people. But I myself have paid for readings. And in every single reading that I've ever gotten, they've all said, wow, you are completely surrounded by your loved ones in spirit. And that's just a wonderful assurance to know that when your loved one passes, their soul is still with you. That love never dies. Our physical bodies may pass. We shed this outer shell, but our soul still lives on. Forever. Yes, we cross over. Yes, there is a heaven. I do believe that we interact with spirit every single day. Every day. There's not a day that goes by that I don't feel spirit around me, that I don't interact with spirit. I thoroughly believe that our angels are always trying to guide us on the right path that's for our highest good. I would encourage every single person, if you don't already practice meditation, then I would suggest starting now. Meditation is a great tool. It helps clear your mind. It helps, you know, relax your body. It helps bring good energy. It helps. I mean, you can get to a place where you can help heal your own body through meditation. Granted, that would take a lot of practice, but it can be done. You know, there are natural healers all over the world, my husband being one of them. I believe we all have these abilities, and it's just a matter of being open to them. We all have spirit guides. We all have spirit guides are the same thing as guardian angels. When I was trying to come up with a little name for this live segment. I came up with Coffee with Spirit. Well, I have two teenage daughters, and they said that just sounds so weird to people. You know, people around here, all of this is kind of a taboo, hush-hush kind of thing, because it's different from what you're taught in traditional church. But they said, why don't you name it Coffee with Angels? Angels, spirit, it's the same thing. It's just a matter of, it's like potato, potato. You know, it's the same thing. Spirit, angels, spirit guides, there's different levels of angels. There's the archangels, you know. And we will be going over those different topics on different live shows. Again, if anyone wants to call in with any topic to discuss or any questions, it's area code 516-418-5416. If not, I'm just going to continue to ramble on about things that I've learned. Again, thank you to the ones who are listening this morning live. I really appreciate it. I've had nothing but wonderful feedback and support throughout my entire journey of mediumship and psychic abilities and things, and this whole path that I've been on. I have encountered some wonderful, amazing people that have nothing but extreme love for me and for me as well. I'm so incredibly grateful for the support that I've had. The next thing that I wanted to possibly start talking about is for people who believe they are gifted or not gifted, they are kind of awakening to their abilities. I would suggest that you start grounding and protecting yourself every day. And I say that as almost a way of integrating that into your daily routine anyway. All that is really is saying a prayer and asking God to wrap you in a bubble of His white light. Grounding is basically going outside, or I go outside. I stand with my feet on the ground, weather permitting, and I ask that God fill me with His white light and push anything negative in my body down through my body, down through my legs, down through my feet, and to the earth. I picture roots growing from my feet, keeping me tied down to the earth so that I don't go, you know, way off into left field with spirit. I have a caller. I'm going to take this call. Hello, you're live with Melanie. Can I have your first name, please?
Yes, Christina.
Hi, Christina. Do you have any questions this morning as far as spirit?
I was just wondering about my son. He had put in for the airlines, and I decided to see if you see that coming for him.
Say that again. I'm sorry. I couldn't understand you.
Okay, I'm sorry. My son, he put in for the airlines, and he had his third interview with them, and I'm just wondering if this time they're going to call him back to do it.
Well, is your son taller with darker hair?
Well, I have two sons, and no, he's not the taller one. He's probably like 5'6", 5'7", and he's light-skinned.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I'm not getting anything about that. I immediately saw a taller male with dark hair in some type of uniform. Granted, I'm not doing live readings today, but that was the very first thing that came to mind that actually could be someone that's around you in spirit. But I will be posting whenever I'm going to be doing live readings. So if you will just stay tuned, possibly midweek, I'm going to be doing live readings then. But thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Well, thank you for taking my call, and you have a blessed, wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. Are you there?
Yes.
I'm still new to this whole switchboard thing. I apologize if anyone got hung up on. This is my first time really doing a live show and taking callers. So if you got hung up on, I do apologize. The number to call in is area code 516-418-5416. I won't be doing any live readings today, but I will be doing some live readings possibly midweek. This is just works, things like that. I will let you know ahead of time, though, for when I am doing live readings. I forgot what we were talking about before I took that call. But I have a list of things I wanted to go over anyway. Oh, the grounding. Okay. Once you ground yourself and put yourself in that bubble, I would suggest making that a part of your daily routine every day when you wake up. If you've gone throughout your day and you've had a stressful day, just all kind of chaos is going on, you're carrying around all this just negative junk from your day-to-day life, you can envision, taking a cleansing shower. When you're in the shower, just imagine that that's God's love washing down on you and washing away all of that dirt and junk from throughout the day, and just envision it going down the drain. It's that simple. Do anything that you can to keep yourself in a positive state. Raise your vibration. Meditate. Listen to happy music. Watch funny shows that make you laugh. Connect with people who just make you feel good. I am going to possibly start working with some people as far as helping them open up to their gifts if they are open to it. I know I've come into contact with a lot of people from doing readings that I've picked up during their reading that they are gifted. They have abilities, and it did not take much to open them up to it and open their eyes to the fact that they have these abilities. Sometimes all it takes is a little trust in yourself. I know for a long time, like I said earlier, I thought I just had a very vivid imagination. That was not the case at all. I would get around people when I was a kid, and I would just see or feel people around them, and I thought these were imaginary friends. I thought these were just my imagination getting carried away. As I got older, I started to get things about people when I was in church. Excuse me. We'd be in prayer, and I could start to hear what people were praying about all around me. I would start to pick up on spirit that was all around these people. And it really was unnerving. I'm standing next to, this is just an example name, it's not anyone real, but I'm standing next to, Lucille in church, and I'm hearing her pray about her uncle who had cancer. And I pick up that, her grandmother's around saying, he's going to be okay. He's going to be okay. Stop worrying. And I'm thinking to myself, as I'm trying to say my prayers in church, I'm losing it today. So just so you know, if this is something that is happening to you, get in contact with me. I can help you. You're not crazy. Spirit is very real. I can tell you that my father passed away a little over a year ago, and he has come to one of my children in their dreams, and that is a very real thing. It's called a visitation. I'm sure many, many people have had dreams about their past loved ones coming to them in their dreams, either with a message or you just see them and they look perfectly perfect. There's nothing wrong. And that's just a visitation. Sometimes they come with a message. Sometimes they don't. We have another live caller. I'm going to try to take this and see what happens. If you get hung up on, I apologize. Hello, you're live with Melanie. Can I have your first name, please?
Very nice to meet you. My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Do you have any questions about spirit or a topic that you'd like to discuss this morning?
Well, I am seeking employment. May I ask you a question regarding that?
Well, I'm not really doing a live reading today since this is just my first show. I will be doing a live reading later this week, and I will let you know way ahead of time whenever I'm going to do that. Would you like to call back then, or did you have a question about something else this morning?
Well, I would look forward to when I can call back. It's something I'm very concerned about. I think about this all the time. But I have some promising applications in. When should I call you back, Melanie?
I'm probably going to do a live reading possibly this Wednesday. I'm looking at this Wednesday.
Okay. Well, if it's all right, I'll call you back on Wednesday, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. It was nice speaking with you. I look forward to speaking with you on Wednesday.
I do have one question about spirit.
Sure.
I have my beloved mother, father, and brother that are in heaven. Are they able to hear me if I speak to them?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, they can hear your thoughts. You don't even have to say it out loud. Just the simple fact that you have them on your mind lets them know that you're thinking about them, you are wanting to communicate with them. They can hear you. They are around you at the speed of thought. I mean, if you are, I can tell you, never doubt that they are not hearing you. They hear you.
Okay.
Is that who you're trying to communicate with as far as this job opportunity that you're talking about?
Well, sometimes I pray for them to help me when I go to apply or to guide me. And I have worked very hard, and I've manifested some beautiful opportunities. And I really feel like this week, hopefully at least one or two of them will come to fruition.
Oh, yes, ma'am. They are trying to help you and assist you with getting your job. They definitely hear your prayers. Are you looking for something in postal work?
No, My background is really customer service on the phone and call centers, but a professional environment, mainly in the medical insurance field, but I have a few years in the financial banking. But I have a few jobs that are not exactly like that, that I've applied for that look promising. The Kyle, the recruiter, really seemed to love me when I applied, actually in November, for a job with Franklin Templeton. It's more data entry. And I touched base with him last month, and he was very interested still, and he said that he will keep in contact with me.
Are any of these jobs going to be where you would be standing behind counter, but standing the majority of the day, you know, walking back and forth, but standing behind a counter?
I would certainly hope not, because physically I don't think I'd be up to standing for 8 hours a day.
Okay. Well, I can say Spirit is definitely supporting you, helping you. If you want to call back on Wednesday when I am doing the live readings, then I will be more than happy to help you with that on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, thank you. I hope to have heard some good news by then, and bless you. Thank you very much.
Ma'am?
Yes, I will call back, and it was wonderful to meet you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm just asking because whenever I'm hearing you through your end, it's very delayed and breaking up. So I think I'm going to have to fix something with the signal. But thank you very much for calling in, and I look forward to speaking with you on Wednesday.
Yes, Melanie, I look forward to speaking with you, and God bless.
God bless you. Thank you. I'm not real sure about the connection that's going on here. If you can hear me very well, I'm having a real hard time hearing the people who are calling in. It's breaking up. I might possibly have to move rooms where I'll do this from because it's very delayed and sounds very robotic and the sound that's coming through on my end. So I apologize for that. Like I said, Wednesday I will be doing more live readings. I did not really prepare for that today. I apologize. I didn't know that people were going to be expecting that. I strictly wanted to do a more, speaking about different things with Spirit, possibly answering questions about how Spirit works. I do apologize again if someone got hung up on. If you'd like to call in, the area code's 516-418-5416. I apologize for all the craziness. This is my first show, and I'm kind of having a hard time with this switchboard, and I think I've hung up on about five people, so I do apologize. I think we have another caller. Hi there.
Hello.
You're live with Melanie.
Hi, this is Karen.
Yes, can I have your first name, please?
Karen.
Karen? Hi, Karen.
Yes.
Do you have any questions about Spirit?
Well, I guess, yes, sort of. I'm embracing changes in my life soon, I think. And I wanted to ask you if you had any advice or if Spirit had any advice on how to embrace choices for yourself above others. or
embracing
how is a good way
for yourself above others. Do you mean others' opinions about what you want to do, or which path you should go down?
More so choosing a path for yourself that is for you, not necessarily for others. I have a tendency to want to make everybody happy along the way, and as I move forward and connect with my own abilities and connect with spirit, I often struggle with wanting to please everybody, and sometimes I have to make choices.
I completely understand where you're coming from. I can tell you that I have been in that position many, many times. How I've always gone about doing things is, if it's exciting and a little bit scary at the same time, that's what I go for. Because when you become comfortable, that's when it's time for you to move forward. Once you have moved into something in your life and you've mastered it, you've become comfortable with it, that's when it's time. You should come up with something. Something will present itself, especially on a spiritual path. It's like I can only tell you from what I've experienced. So whenever I first opened up to mediumship, I did mediumship. I had a group reading, excuse me. I read for people all the time, people who I knew right off the bat didn't believe in mediumship, and I did it anyway. Not just to prove it to them, but to prove it to myself. After I did that for a while, it was more like a routine, just a daily routine, kind of got same old, same old, same old. So
right.
I took a break for a little bit. I prayed about it. Next thing I knew, I was doing a reading, and I connected to this person psychically and could tell them things. Blew my mind, okay? Not only theirs, blew my mind. It was exciting. It was a little bit scary, but I did it anyway because spirit presents us with things also to build trust. So if there's something that you're presented with that you get that fire in your belly, do you know what I mean? And it's almost like it's kind of not, I don't want to say scary because it's not scary. It's just something that you're not real comfortable with. You've never done it before, possibly. I would say go for it. You only live once. You're here one go around. You only live for yourself. Yes, we have our family. Yes, we have our children. Yes, we have to take them into consideration. And there are some things that possibly might have to wait until our children are older, possibly moved out, but don't cross it off your list. Right. I would say go for it.
All righty. That helps. Thank you.
Sorry, I talk a lot.
No, you're perfectly fine. That's perfect. That does help.
If this is who I think it is, yeah, you are an incredibly talented woman, and you have a lot within reach for you, and you will do great things. I know this.
Thank you very much. I'm in a pattern of releasing what doesn't serve me, and choosing what serves me above what serves other people in my life seems like a big challenge for me. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Right,
at this point.
And sometimes us doing what feels right for us and what we know to be true to us is actually helping this other person that's in your life learn to trust. Does that make sense?
It does. Yes, it does.
You know, we all sign up before we come here to be with the people that we're with and in our families that we're with. And the lessons that we're learning I have found out are very beneficial to the people who are in our family. It helps strengthen those bonds. It helps learn, you know, the trust.
Right. Absolutely.
Very cool. Well, that does help and inspire me. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Absolutely. This is kind of a fun avenue to connect with people. So good job. Thank you.
I do believe so. I do believe so. I believe that this is really going to be a learning tool for a lot of people. Yes, a lot of people want free readings, of course. Everybody wants a free reading. Good golly. I'm a medium. I love free readings. Who doesn't want a free reading? But I feel like along with the free readings, if this is going to help teach people everything behind that free reading, and what they're actually getting in that free reading is not just a free reading, but an exchange of energy, an exchange
right.
of, you know, so much more behind it.
Absolutely. A big understanding.
Well, thank you for calling in, Karen.
Thank you. And I'll be listening to the rest
you
of your
have
show.
A wonderful, blessed day.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I think we have another caller here. I'm going to try to answer this. If you get hung up on, again, I apologize. The number to call in is area code 516-418-5416. Let's see here. You're live with Melanie. Can I have your first name, please?
Hello?
I apologize for that caller. I think they got hung up on. Again, the area code is 516-418-5416. Something that I would like to go over with you all is that when you do get a reading from a medium or a psychic, it's not just a reading. There's so much more that goes into this. They have to prepare. They have to open themselves up. They have to be in a very good place. They have to have very high energy to connect with spirit and angels. They have to be open. It's an exchange of energy. It's a beautiful thing that I feel like a lot of people take for granted sometimes. They don't look at it as the beautiful gift that it actually is. I'm not against doing the free readings whatsoever. That's actually why I started doing this, because I want to help as many people as I can. I absolutely love communicating, connecting with spirit, helping people. A lot of readings I've done have been very, very healing. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to see people realize that their loved ones are still around, that they, you know, in their darkest place in their life, God never left them. I, as a medium, always bring it back to God. I am just the vessel that He uses to work with people here on earth. And with that note, I'm going to close out the show for today. I want to thank every single one of you for listening in, calling in. I appreciate you so very much. I will be doing more live readings on Wednesday. So tune in for that show. And thank you all so very, very much for participating in this. And I hope you have a blessed and beautiful day.